The Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on FRR is brought to you by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Radio. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
Game is archived. It will be recorded for posterity's sake. But again, as Jeff said, Fort Recovery comes away with a huge win. Grace 10 knocks in a buzzer beater for the most part, and they get the win. Still having problems? All right, we're good, says Neil Spencer.
Okay. Yeah, today, you know, in the game, I was telling you early, Grace 10 took one shot prior to the fourth quarter and made 14 in the, or 12 in the fourth quarter. So she finally decided, you know, to make a move and help her team out today. I think we had Kendra Seifrin, I believe, had 15. Whitney Will had 12, I believe. So we were pretty balanced again. Carly Stone had 6, and I think Jossie had 6. So it's a good team win.
Well, and on a nice roll right now, Jeff. And again, I thought you played very, very well over your last two MAC games playing at the Vatican on Thursday night. I thought it was a very good win against a pretty good ball club. And then to win Tuesday night at home in your home opener in the MAC against Marion Local, those were two excellent wins. I thought you played very well in both of those games.
And two great wins for the girls. You know, the first game of the year we played so-so against a very good Walpock team that's going to win a lot of games. And then second game out with FM's hard to judge. But coming out against Marion Local, it was really nice to see us just dominate them actually from the guard spot. They got a really good big and Mesher. But for our guards to go out and take care of business, we got some athleticism at the guard position, and they did a heck of a job applying pressure. And the same thing against Delphus. You know, Delphus, I thought, was a much better ball club than they were last year. And we got up 15, and all of a sudden they'd make another three and make a run. And it was a two great, solid MAC wins, especially when you have two of them in three-game, three-day period.
But getting out of the gate good is really important for this club. And, again, high expectation. I know you and Coach Patch have huge expectations for this club. I mean, I would say that so far so good. I mean, led by Kendra Seifrin, which is expected. The 6'2 senior has really done a nice job inside. And she really improved her game. I mean, stepped out and shot a three the other night. She's knocked down two or three 17-footers. She's making her free throws, and she's done that for the last 2 years. Got to feel good about what she brings every night inside.
Yeah, Kendra's kind of our leader. I think all the other young ladies look up to her, know she's a senior, and really made a lot of strides the last couple of years, and it's nice to see her be able to step out and shoot a 10-15-footer and do those things for us. Defensively, she's usually solid. And, you know, really, Jeff, you look at it, yeah, we got one loss. Really could have been a win when you look at all the opportunities we had. But, you know, hopefully as a team we learn from that, and it's going to make us better in the long run.
And you're also getting good play from Whitney Will. Whitney's been almost a double-double machine for the most part, Jeff. She's been double figures, I think, every game but one. And she's been close to that in rebounds a handful of times and has been there. Again, what you expected from her, being a little bit more aggressive offensively. Whitney's always been a terrific defensive player and an excellent defensive rebounder, but showing some more spurts of offensive ability this year, and I know that's what you guys wanted out of her.
Yeah, you know, if you watch Whitney probably has some of the best skills of all the players we have out there. Her thing is a lot of times is the confidence level and not thinking she can make a play. And we had a little episode with her today in the game and pulled her out, and unfortunately had to get yell at her a little bit, but she responded, you know, because she does have a lot of skills, can get to the hole, can shoot, and it was glad to see her have a nice game today.
Well, Whitney made a terrific play on Thursday night at Delphus. I remember a defensive rebound. She came out of the back with it, took it coast to coast, and then handed out a layup to somebody, which, again, really puts an exclamation part on that skills thing that you talked about. Also, Jeff, I thought Carly Stone was outstanding on Thursday night. Maybe the best game I've ever seen her play, and I know that I heard you guys talking after after the game, and I talked to her personally about it yesterday, about being consistent. You know what she's capable of. She's an unbelievable athlete, but getting that consistent play from her, and sometimes we forget she's only a sophomore. Right. Again, if we're going to be good, we really need good play from her at the point.
Yeah, athletically, she's probably our best athlete. And, you know, she had a little rough start of the season and didn't play real well, just probably putting herself in bad situations, getting a little out of control. But I agree, Thursday night, one of the best games I've ever seen her play. Didn't try to force things. Had one turnover, I think, and probably played about 38 minutes or so. And she's key for us to have a really good year, just with the energy she brings, and defensively how good she can be.
Yeah, and again, I think she's one that put the game away for you against Marion, had a couple big steals in the second half that turned into easy baskets for herself, and again, played very well. Grace 10, we mentioned Grace hit a big shot today, but Jeff, she's been a little bit under the weather for most of the season, and trying to get her back healthy is going to be key for this ball club.
Yeah, Gracie's been really sick the last few weeks, or at least the last week, and we played her actually in all the games. And didn't think she would play, but she is key for us. Offensively, she has some skill. Very good three-point shooter when she's open, and she's another kid that's going to be a main cog for us as we make this run throughout the year.
And your last starter is Josh Kaiser. And Josh, I think she has seen improvement over the last couple ball games. Said today she scuffled a little bit. But, you know, Jeff, she's gotten a lot of good shots. She and I got a chance to talk on Wednesday this week. It was Tuesday, the day of your game. And she had a really nice game against Marion. Got out to a good start. And that's key for Josh, getting that confidence under her belt and go out and make a couple shots, because she's very, very skilled offensively and can put the ball in the hole.
Yeah, you know, Jossie's played a lot of basketball, been our main AAU kid, and started out the year rough. I think she started out 2 of 18 in the first two games, and I think she went 6 of 12 or 10, something like that, against Marion. And, you know, she has all the skill in the world. And then again, just getting her confidence level up to where it needs to be.
Well, that's what I told her. I said, Josh, just go out and relax. She was getting good shots. She was 2 of 18 on good shots. She was taking a lot of shots and missing shots that she's totally capable of making. And then you talk about from a depth standpoint, I think Kaya Wendell's been outstanding for you. She started a couple games for you. And again, about what you thought she would give you. I mean, really can get out and defensively and get out in transition and really make some things happen. Maybe a little bit better offensively than you thought she'd be. And then Audra Metzger and Michaela Post coming off your bench as well, giving you a little bit of depth of that guard and wing position.
Yeah. Kaya actually done an excellent job. I thought she probably played as well as she could against Walpock, going in against a good team. You know, Kaya's got some offensive skill, and hers is being comfortable and being willing to make a mistake offensively, and it's not the end of the world if she does. And, you know, Kaya's going to hopefully continue to progress as we go. And, you know, Audra's solid defensively. Michaela comes in there, can make some shots. And, you know, our biggest thing is we just can't have a whole lot of foul trouble, because our depth with our size is the biggest issue. But, you know, Jossie, for her size, can go in and defend a post if she needs to, strong enough to, as well as Grace. So,
well, and Josh did some of that. You had a little bit of foul trouble on Tuesday night against Marion. And Josh went in, and she's physically gifted. She got in there and got after Mesher inside a little bit and really didn't back down at all.
No, Jossie's strong. She's got strong shoulders, and she's been around the game enough. So, you know, I thought she did an excellent job defensively, and we'll be fine. Like I said, we just can't have Kendra and Witt out at the same time.
And most importantly, you get a victory today, and make it 4-1, 4-1 record on the young season for Coach Brian Patches. Varsity, and is JV action today, Coach?
JV action, I believe we lost by 7, I think. They played better. Missed some easy shots, but, you know, overall, I think Coach Hubbard was happy. I mean, he's got some limited players as far as ability to score right now, being young, but you know, they're coming around, and Coach Hubbard was pleased with the progress they made today. At least we did have 7.
And that's important. And Coach Hubbard, he struggled with depth issues this year, and again, just not having a ton of girls and getting them healthy, and that's where it comes down to. We're getting ready for JV action. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn for Recovery Radio. We'll have Junior Varsity tip off in just a couple minutes. We'll take a timeout. Be back after this.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenmiller with Wayne IGA. It's hard to believe that the holidays are right around the corner. Have you thought about how you may want to spend that special time with family and friends? We can prepare that meal for you, or at least prepare our hot deli chicken for you, all ready to go in a roaster oven. We feel that we have the best hot deli chicken around. and your guests will agree. Add a few sides and make it a spectacular family meal. We also specialize in meat and cheese, vegetable and fruit, or any specialty tray to suit your needs for that special event. Because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Our Ohio winters can be brutal, and keeping your home at an even comfortable temperature can be a challenge. But not for the company that's responsible for heating and cooling some of the largest buildings and industrial complexes in the world. Trane. At Reasoner Energy, we are a certified Trane dealer. Trane can deliver a tough, real-world tested solution for any heating problem, even in Ohio. Trane high-efficiency dual-fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
And welcome back to Lima Land. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn for Recovery Radio. And we're having junior varsity action here in just a minute. But we'll throw it over to Jeff. You've got the starting lineups first for the Indians from Lima Shawnee.
All right. For Shawnee, number 2, Nate Reynolds, a 5'10 sophomore. Number 12, Sheridan O'Neill, a 6'3 freshman. Number 5, Grant Willer, 5'10 sophomore. Jared Thomas, number 4, 5'11 sophomore. And rounding out, Nick May, number 22, a 6'2 sophomore.
For Tony Overton's Fort Recovery Indians, he'll start Travis Sutter at point guard, Cade Wendell at the 2, Ryan Braun at the 3, Peyton Judy and Reese Rogers inside. And Shawnee controls the tip, and they'll come out. Indians in a man-to-man defense. Shawnee will go left to right on your radio dial, wearing the white trimmed in red for recovery in their road purples trimmed in white. And historic barn here at Shawnee, and a lot of good basketball has been played in this building over the years, including some in the early 2000s. A guy by the name of Jamar Butler that was a pretty good player, that the Ohio Player of the Year, also played his college basketball at the Ohio State University, where he had a nice career. Again, Shawnee continues to move the ball around the perimeter, and again, being very patient, making about 10 passes, and Indians stay and sound on the defensive end.
Right now, Shawnee not getting much movement. Fort Recovery doing a nice job defensively. Shot clock violation by now, Hobbs.
Yeah, again, if we were in, we're almost a minute in, and Shawnee hasn't even really looked at the basket. They reset the offense on the outside, and again, Indians playing a solid man-to-man defense. Little weave out the top inside.
Travel.
Good call on Jared Thomas. He got into the lane and shuffled his feet. Pretty good defensive possession for the Indians.
Yeah, it was. Real nice possession for the Indians.
Here comes Cade Wendell down the floor. He'll hit Travis Sutter. Right corner, 3 on the white, no good. So one pass and a shot for Fort Recovery. Nate Reynolds on the offense, or defensive glass. And here comes the Indians of Shawnee. Now they'll set up the offense after the early transition. Not a look. Driving hard to the baseline. Tough shot thrown up. No good. Rebound down to Peyton Judy. Here comes Judy. He on the left-hand dribble. He goes down to Cade Wendell. Wendell take it in. Should have laid it up. But he got it to Reese Rogers, and he put it in. So
nice, unselfish play by Cade there. He had a layup, and he passes over to his buddy.
Reese Rogers gets the first basket of the year for Fort Recovery basketball, and his first as a Fort Recovery Indian. Here comes Shawnee in a 2-0 hole. And so far, so good defensively for Tony Overton's club. Shawnee takes a long 3 from the top. Rebound down to Reese Rogers. That shot was taken by Nate Reynolds, and so far so good for Fort Recovery. Here comes Peyton Judy. He'll, on the left side, he gets in the
lane. He got fouled.
Tripped. And
he's going to be on number 4, Jared Thomas.
You're going to get Thomas on the foul.
Jared Thomas,
yeah, I'm looking for the wrong side here. We got the varsity roster.
Number 14, Mike Ryan.
4? Yeah, there you go, 12. All right. Yeah, hey, no problem. Peyton Judy will take the ball out of bounds before he runs a set play into Ryan Braun. 17-footer on the way and good.
Good.
So look good there. Braun, very confident shot there, Jeff.
Yeah, that's Braun's shot right there. 15-footer, nice wide-open look, and he knocked her down. Indians back in man-to-man defense.
4-0 for recovery. Travis Sutter guards the ball, now guarded by Reese Rogers. Shawnee will get it inside to 22. Left-hand layup up, no good. Rebound down to Travis Sutter. So here come the Indians. Indians lead it 4-0. 4.5 minutes left in tonight's first quarter. Junior varsity action. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio.
We'll have the varsity. Hands on it, Petey.
We'll have the varsity for you in just a minute. But the Indians save the ball. Brian now out to the top. Reese Rogers will let the long 3 go off the glass and good. So Rogers, I don't think he meant to bank that one, Jeff, but it went straight down.
No, they got late evening hours here in Lima with the banks, I guess.
7-0 good guys. Fort Recovery leads it. 5 points on the early going for Rogers, and the ball stolen away by Ryan Braun. Here come the Indians, 3-on-3, and they'll back it up. Sutter thinks about it. Now he'll kick it back up to Wendell, top of the key. He's wide open from three. No good. Oh. Rebound back tap by Ryan Braun. And Reese Rogers keeps it. Rogers on the right-hand dribble. Gets to 10 feet. Throws it up. No good. Again, just a little wild on that shot there.
The Shawnee team looks fairly athletic, but I'm not sure how skilled they are right here, Jeff. They just kind of put it down and go.
Number five, and he goes down. Grant Wheeler gets Shawnee on the board first time in early offense. 7-2, here comes full recovery. Peyton Judy turns the three down. He gets close to the basket and gets fouled. Good decision there, Jeff. I mean, Judy could have taken the three, but got himself closer, and he'll go to the free throw line.
Yeah, it was a nice decision by Petey there to pull it back and get to the rack. Looks like we're going to have a whole host of Shawnee Indians come in. They're going to sub five, and Ethan Shane's going to be coming in the game for Fort Recovery.
They'll come in after the first free throw. Judy, the freshman, lets it go, and it's good. Nice stroke by this youngster. He scored a bunch of points in junior high. Jeff, he's got a bright future at Fort Recovery basketball.
Yeah, Petey's got a lot of skill. You know, he's got to definitely get stronger, but he definitely is a basketball player, and he does have a good opportunity to be a great player for the Indians.
Ethan Shane, the 6'1" sophomore, replaces Ryan Braun. Braun sits down with one basket. Second free throw also good by Judy. 9-2, Fort Recovery leads it. A whole new five in for Shawnee. And off the dribble, and it's
T.C. Smith.
Again, just dribble drive action here right now by Shawnee. Wild shot thrown up, rebound down. It's loose on the deck, and Shawnee players on the floor, and they're getting after it.
The Shawnee team's crappy. I'll give them that. They just want to go, it looks like. And rebound by Petey Judy there.
Shot no good, and as Jeff said, Judy gets the rebound. Here come the Indians.
Nice down transition.
Well, it could have gone inside, and it didn't. Indians will run the early offense. Judy on top, looking for Sutter. Down the corner, it goes to Rogers. Rogers, game's leading scorer with 5 points. Swinging around the perimeter. Judy, seems like he can get in the lane anytime he wants.
He has got mugged
again. So, great play by Peyton Judy. He gets himself to the free throw line for the second time, and Jeff looks like he can get by somebody on the perimeter anytime he wants.
Yeah, it looks like a quick shot fake, and he's going by somebody every time. You know, there on that, it's going to be a foul on D'Angelo Garner, a 6'1 sophomore. Looks like old number 25, Trevor Vaughn, coming into the game, and Evan Post will be checking in here for the Indians.
And Judy misses the free throw, so as Jeff said, Vaughn and Post replace Sutter and Rogers, so five on the floor for the Indians. Ethan Shane, Evan Post, Cade Wendell, Trevor Vaughn, and Peyton Judy. Judy will have one more, trying to split the pair. He can make it an 8-point lead, and he does, nothing but net. 10-2, full recovery. 2:45 left in tonight's first quarter junior varsity action. We'll have the varsity game after this one. Again, Indians in their season opener. T.C. Smith on the perimeter trying to get around to the top.
Going to be a foul on Ethan Shane, possibly.
Yep, they're going to get Shane on the reach in. And so Smith, he's a water bug out there. He's all over the place, but he just dribbles in right into Shane. So Shane gets his first foul, team foul number one. Shawnee has 3 personal fouls here in the first quarter. Ball comes into T.C. Smith, again being guarded by Cade Wendell, and that's a travel. Good call there.
Kid's got some quicks, but he's just a little bit out of control.
He got by Wendell, but picked it up and shuffled his feet, and so it'll go back over to Fort Recovery, trying to build on a 10-2 lead. Evan Post looking inside, back up to Cade Wendell. Wendell thinks about the three. Now goes back to Post on the wing. He'll dribble hard to the right hand.
He got mugged and nothing.
Boy, the train.
Wow.
4 guys on the floor and no call.
Jump ball going to stay with the Indians.
Held ball will stay with Fort Recovery. Cade Wendell will take the ball out of bounds. Coach Tony Overton yells in the set to his JV Indians. Ball comes in bounds, and it's
not
loose on the deck again. There'll be another tie-up, and that's going to be a turnover on Fort Recovery. So, again, not a lot of room there, Jeff. Just bounced it into a crowd.
Yeah, that wasn't a very good possession for Cade right there. Not a lot of hands and feet in the way on that one.
And Ryan Braun will come back in. He'll give Peyton Judy a break. So Cade Wendell, the only starter still on the floor for the Indians. Braun is a returning starter. He started and got a quick break. 10-2 for recovery. 2 minutes left in tonight's first quarter from Lima Shawnee. we welcome you, and we'll have varsity action tonight after this. T.C. Smith, hard to the hole, throws up a wild shot. Ball still loose, and Shawnee comes out with an offensive rebound. And they'll throw up another wild shot. I'm going to get bailed out. After that first possession, Jeff, Shawnee moved it around, didn't shoot it for a minute. Now they're just taking wild shot after wild shot and get bailed out.
That foul on Ryan Braun, I'm not sure about that. Him and Trevor both were pretty long. Both hands up, and they called on a shot. Number 21 going to the line here is Brady Sweeney.
Sweeney knocks in the first one. He'll get one more.
10-3 here on the... Who is our sponsor here?
Nah, we don't have a sponsor for junior varsity. We'll get you in the varsity action. And he knocks in two, so it cuts the lead to 6 at 10-4. 1:45 left. Cade Wendell on the right-hand dribble between the circles. Gets in the lane. Little runner up off the glass. That was a poor ball.
Off Shawnee. Going to stay there with the Indians.
Not bad move there by Wendell, but just couldn't get a finish. A
Travis Sutter probably coming in here for Cade. Cade looks a little gassed.
Man, Coach Guggenbiller and I talked about it, Jeff. A lot of football players coming in here, and that's going to be tough on the legs early.
Yeah, these guys aren't used to moving this much. It's totally different speed, that's for sure. Nice move by Brawny there with a jump hook.
Well, he definitely got fouled, too.
Yes, he did. So
Braun knocks in his second basket. He's got 4. The lead's back to 8 at 12-4. Minute 20 left in the first quarter. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio, here from Lima Shawnee, the season opener tonight.
Get that posted.
All loose on the deck, picked up by Shawnee in the lane. Little runner thrown up and good. Brady Sweeney knocks it in. He's got 4 points, and the lead is 12-6 for Fort Recovery. Right wing, it goes to Evan Post. Post swings it back up to Ryan Braun on the top. We're at a minute. Swung over to Travis Sutter. Thinks about the three. Now he goes to Ethan Shane. Shane looks inside.
Shane getting hand check there on number 15.
And
D'Angelo Garner, I believe that's going to be his second foul. Fourth team foul for Shawnee.
Garner picks up the foul. Team foul number 4. His, as Jeff said.
Timeout here, Coach Overton.
Tony Overton will take a timeout. We'll take one with him. We'll be back right after this.
We live in farm country. We raise our kids to work hard, respect others, and play with really cool farm toys from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. This Christmas, stop in at Hall Brothers and check out the massive selection of farm toys and pedal tractors. You won't find these farm toys in the big box stores. Also, Hall Brothers has a great selection of sweatshirts, coats, hats, and t-shirts for kids and adults. So for toys, hats, and clothes, see Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
And welcome back to Limaland. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio. 12-6 is the score. Tony Overton took his first timeout, a 30-second timeout. So coming out of the break, it will be Fort Recovery basketball under their own hoop. Travis Sutter will take the ball out of bounds. Ethan Shane, Trevor Vaughn, Ryan Braun, and Evan Post are the 5 for the Indians. Ball comes in, bounds to Braun. He gets the elbow. Post will take
three-pointer on the way.
No good. Rebound down to Shawnee. So decent look for Post. Couldn't get it to go. Here comes Shawnee trying to cut into a 6-point lead.
And gonna get a foul on Posty, probably.
Yep, going to get Post on the foul on the body contact. That's going to be foul number 3. Evan Post picks up his first. So Shawnee will take the ball out under their own hoop with a common foul. Indians have played man-to-man from the beginning. Ball comes inbounds to Sweeney, and he's looking it over, and he's about 35
seconds. Going to go for one here, I think.
Yep, coach looks at it, and he says, play number 1. We'll see if that means shot, one shot. Little ball screen out on top, and they switch the ball screen to the top.
Help.
Sweeney gets in the lane and gets it in.
A little teardrop.
Sweeney scores.
12-8. Your Indians.
20 seconds left here in the first quarter. It's been led by Fort Recovery from the beginning. Indians most likely will get the last one. 10 seconds left. Ryan Braun on the
floor. Goodbye, Brock.
Down to Evan.
Shane. Go get it.
Into the backcourt. Ball is going to go into the backcourt and be a turnover. So Shawnee picking up the pressure a little bit and forcing the turnover, Jeff.
Yeah, you know, they turned it up a little bit, and we kind of freaked out a little bit there, and then forced turnover. That can't be happening. We're 4-point ball game here with 4 seconds.
Ball comes inbound.
He traveled.
Smith, no call. Shot up.
Blocked by Trevor Vaughn.
So that will be the quarter. 12-8, Fort Recovery. We'll take a timeout right after this.
Holiday decorating. decorating at its finest. Be sure to stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist for all your holiday decorating needs. Book arrangements, wall decor, holiday gifts, candy, poinsettias, and more. Forget-Me-Not Florist, where beautiful holidays begin.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your material, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today. At K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And welcome back to Lima Shawnee. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio. And Coach Overton's got to feel pretty good about that first quarter. Jeff, they led from the beginning.
Yeah, Coach O's got to feel good. It was a good start by us. We got a little sloppy here late in the quarter, but good start for the Indians. Up 12-8.
He'll bring back all of his starters and Kyle Kanapke in. So, again, he'll have Ryan Braun, Cade Wendell, Reese Rogers, Peyton Judy, and Kyle Kanapke. Kanapke, the junior, catches it in the high post.
Ah.
Peyton Judy will lose control of the ball. It's on the ground and going to call timeout Shawnee. So Lucy was on the deck. We'll take a timeout with him. We'll be back right after this.
Working hard on another project? Maybe you need some practical advice, or perhaps you just want to find a great new tool. Let me be the first to welcome you in. Hi, I'm Mike with Langler Hardware, and since 1916, this has been the place where the hardworking folks in our area go to get things done. Experience the tradition, selection, and service of Langler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery. Stop in and see that we're more than a hardware store. It's all here.
And welcome back. Lima Shawnee gets the ball out of bounds. Really didn't even need to call timeout there, Jeff. I mean, they called timeout from the ground. They could have just thrown it to a teammate.
Yeah, I agree. I thought maybe they were going on a travel initially.
The whistle blew. Fort Recovery leads it 12-8. That was the score at the end of one. The biggest lead of the day was 8 for Fort Recovery. Shawnee took a minute on their first possession before they took a shot. Now it's been about 10 seconds and just fire. They're just dribbling wide open, getting to the basket. Right now, again, they've taken a little bit more patience this time.
Yeah, then Shawnee's working around a little bit more. Three-pointer by 14, way off.
That's the old offensive air ball there. Ball didn't hit anything. Kyle Kanapke, the ball hit his hand. He was going to get it, but waiting on it to hit the rim, which it didn't. So Shawnee will keep it under their own basket. That's a travel, no call. Boy, a lot of that going on. Offensive rebound, no. Now defense rebound, grabbed by Reese Rogers. Well done. Here comes Rogers in transition. He picks it up, hands it off to Cade Wendell. Indians will set up the offense. Wendell goes to Ryan Braun, thinks about the three. Now back up top to Wendell. He'll dribble drive to Peyton Judy in the left corner. Judy's got to be a little tougher with the ball.
No doubt. Peyton's finding out the physicality is a lot different than it is in junior high right now.
Yeah, I thought he got fouled again there, Jeff, but a good drive by Judy, no call.
So, yeah, he definitely got bumped on it.
But again, he's going to have to be stronger. 6'3", probably about 160 pounds. Judy's going to get stronger. He's living in the weight room right now with Dave Blockberger, but right now he still is a thin youngster. And again, Shawnee with lots of hands, and they're all over the place. So Shawnee with the ball, trailing by 4. 5.5 minutes left in the first half. 3 on the way, no good.
Wow.
Rebound down to Kyle Kanapke, the big fella. He patrolled the left side of Brent Niekamp's line this year and was pretty good, Jeff. Wow.
Yeah, Kyle had a heck of a year this year in football. I think he made, first or second team All-Mac?
Second team All-Mac, yep. Had a really nice year. And especially, I thought, during the playoff run, they were terrific. The offensive line was outstanding and dominating.
He did a great job blocking and pass blocking and had a really good year. He's a big, big boy.
Yep, and only going to get bigger at a junior, 6'5", about 250. Cade Wendell got fouled on the last drive, and he makes his first free throw. So Wendell on the board for the first time tonight. He has one, and the lead bounces back to 5 at 13-8.
And the old Shawnee's Indians sub 5. They got the old Kentucky blue and white team here. I think a red and white team.
Yeah, and Clint Metzger into the game for the first time. The 6-foot sophomore. He replaces Peyton Judy. Wendell will have one more shot. Second one up and also good. He's got 2, and the lead for Fort Recovery bounces back to 6 at 14-8. Here comes Shawnee. Again, Indians have been man-to-man from the beginning. Cade Wendell, ball pressure out on the right wing. Ball comes out on top and swung around. Looking inside, Reese Rogers does a good job getting around in the post. Shawnee's Indians, left to right on your radio dial, wearing white trimmed in red. Indians in the road purples, as we said, for the first time this year. Their season opener. We'll have the varsity game after this one. Shawnee again in one of those long possessions. Long three thrown up over the top, and a good box out that time.
Yeah, it was. Kyle had the possession, and kid went right over the top. Shawnee looks like they're going to do a little pressure here. Pick him up full court man, or right now we need to realize that and come back and help.
Team foul number six on Shawnee, so the Indians will shoot free throws the rest of the way. Ball comes in to Cade Wendell. Thinking about it, it's a man run and jump. He gets it off to Ryan Braun. Good job there by Wendell. Here comes Braun down the floor. Ball goes in the corner to Clint Metzger. Thinks about the three. Now goes back up top to Braun. Braun had the three. Gets himself to 15-foot. Almost banked it in. And they're going to be a reach-in foul on the rebound on Cade Wendell. Not a bad shot by Braun. He just couldn't get it to go.
Not bad. Just a little strong. I mean, he had a good open look, you know. And right there, Cade just needs to fall back and not get a silly foul on there. But, you know, these football guys are still trying to find their legs and how they're going to play.
Wendell picks up his first foul, team foul number four on the Indians. Here comes Lima Shawnee in a six-point hole. 14-8, good guys. They're dribbled around the perimeter. Will go. Weave, handoff, Indians staying in the man-to-man. Three on the way. It is good. Shot was good by Jared Thomas. My number's all over the place there. They just don't seem like any of them are right.
Well, here's the main sheet right there. They've all been...
Indians will turn it over on the other end.
And
you'll have a chance to tie this basketball game. Indians turn it over on the other end, Jeff. And right now, Shawnee back in the ball game.
Yeah, they are. Indians have some trouble handling the ball a little bit, and it's caused some problems for them. And Shawnee's right back in, and Coach O's going to take another TO here.
Yep, not happy with what he sees, so we'll take a timeout with him. 14-13, Fort Recovery leads it.
Great health doesn't happen by chance. Having great health is a choice. Amy Wendell here from Amy Wendell Family Health in downtown Fort Recovery. Choosing healthy behaviors can sometimes seem confusing, complicated, and just plain frustrating. Let our office help you figure out what you need to do to maximize your health. Come see us today. We offer extended evening hours throughout the week, weekend appointments, and a full-service lab with better-than-health fair prices. Call us today at 375-5550 to schedule an appointment to let us help you make the right choices for your health.
Welcome back to Limaland. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio. And Lady Indians get a big win today, basically a buzzer beater, Jeff. And you've got the box score in front of you. Tell the folks at home who scored for Fort Recovery.
Yeah, for the Lady Indians, Jossie Kaiser had 6 points. Whitney Will, 10 points. Carly Stone, 8 points. Kendra Seifering, 12 points. And Grace 10, 12 points. All of those coming in the fourth quarter, Jeff. So pretty balanced. 5 girls scored. And looking at our season average, we got about 3 girls real close, one at 12 and two others at 10. So nice balance today for the Lady Indians.
Bottom line, good victory for Brian Patch's Indians. Makes it 4 in a row on the season for them, and they get the win today at Riverdale against a very good ball club. And as we get ready to come back to action, Jared Thomas will be at the free throw line, and he just hit a three the possession before, and he'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Shot up and good, and it's a new ball game. 14-14 is the score. 3:54 left in the first half, and Indians have led this from the beginning, Jeff, but 6 straight points by Shawnee.
Yeah, they've had some turnovers that were unforced that have cost them a little bit, and let Shawnee get right back in this game.
Here comes four recoveries. Clint Metzger down the floor. He breaks the press. Ethan Shane, 10-footer up and good.
Good-looking shot, Breeze.
Nice left-handed touch there.
Yeah, that's... we come back and let him score a layup right on us.
Boy, those will drive you crazy as a coach. You score on one end and you give up a layup on the other end. Cade Wendell picks up his dribble in the backcourt. He finds Clint Metzger. Metzger looks inside, ball tipped away. Didn't need to save that. That ball was going to be out on Shawnee, and Ethan Shane saves it in. And here comes Thomas down the floor. He'll lay it in, and Shawnee's got their first lead.
Yeah, it's a transition bucket. Let Shawnee in here, and you know, on that play, Ethan Shane probably should have just let it go out of bounds.
And good play there down in the transition. And missed layup by Clint Metzger. Here comes Shawnee on the break again. They're going to get another layup. Missed it. And it's going to be a foul on the rebound on Ethan Shane. Right now, Indians getting run out of the gym, Jim.
Yeah, they are. Right now, Shawnee's just picking up the pace, and they're feeling it right now and just going up and down fast break.
Team foul number 6 on Fort Recovery. So common foul will give the ball to the Braves under the basket. And they have their first lead of the night at 18-16. Indians had as big as an 8-point lead in the first quarter. 3:02 left in the first half, and Cade Wendell sits down. Travis Sutter back in. Shawnee will take the ball out underneath their own basket. Ball comes inbounds, swung around. Inbounder comes in live, and that would have been Thomas, and he's hit a three just a minute ago. Out on top, it was Brady Sweeney, and Sweeney, he's been very aggressive offensively. He's got 6 as well as Thomas has 6, so they've got 12 of the 18 points for Shawnee. 2:45 left in the first half. And Shawnee being very content to be patient this time. Sweeney.
They carried
in,
it.
Ball loose on the deck, and it will go out of bounds off of Sweeney.
Yeah, right now, you know, the Indians are playing a little bit more aggressive than we are right now, and it's been the difference to let them get back in this game.
Peyton Judy will check back in for Tony Overton. Ethan Shane sits down. And Shawnee will continue their pressure. It's been good to him. It's speeded up the play a little bit. Sideline trap. Here comes Judy. Thinks about it. Now he'll get it across to Reese Rogers. Judy maybe had a layup right at the beginning. He had Metzger going down the floor, and Clint gets trapped in the corner, out of bounds. It will stay with Fort Recovery. And again, just need to get a little tougher here, Jeff, with the basketball.
Yeah, no doubt. Shawnee's turned up the pressure, and our guys are getting on our heels, and we need to stay low and triple threat and protect the basketball.
Peyton Judy brings the ball inbounds to Travis Sutter. 2.5 minutes left in the first half. Indians trailing 16-18. They had the biggest lead of the night at 8 in the first quarter, and Shawnee has taken the lead over the last couple possessions. Ball bounced inside, bad angle by Reese Rogers, and the ball go back over to Shawnee on the turnover.
Yeah, right there, Reese probably should have dribble entry to get a little better angle, and unfortunately the turnover for the Indians.
And that's what Coach O was saying to him, exactly that, Jeff. He said, take one dribble that baseline, give yourself a little bit better angle, tough angle. The ball goes back to Shawnee on the turnover. 18-16, Shawnee leads it. Now we're right at 2 minutes left in the first half. Shawnee around the perimeter. Dribble drive. Going to be kicked back out to Thomas for the three. No good this time. Offensive rebound up and good.
Right now, Indians got to do a little better job of boxing out there on the defensive end.
Brady Sweeney. He'll press. Sutter gets it down the floor to Judy. And boy, a loose ball on the deck, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Clint Metzger. And Petey just maybe a little too quick on that pass, Jeff.
Yeah, we definitely are playing too fast right now and need to slow down and let the easy passes come.
Seems like that's what Shawnee wants to do, though. They want to play fast. They've speeded up the tempo. Three on the way from the left side. No good. Rebound down to Peyton Judy. So good play there. One and done for Shawnee. And they'll press even after the make. The Indians need to take advantage of this. Travis Sutter, and he's going to be called for the travel. Maybe a little bit of carry, Jeff. Again, just getting sped up.
Yeah, they're just speeding us up, really getting us in a hurry, and it's been unforced turnovers.
Cade Wendell come back into the ball game after a short break. He'll give Clint Metzger a break. And so 5 on the floor for 4 recovery. Wendell, Sutter, Rogers, Kanapke, and Judy. T.C. Smith brings the ball down the floor, catches the ball screen at the top. He'll go over to Thomas. He thinks about the three. The lefty, he's already knocked one in here in the first half. 1 minute left in the first half, 20-6. Shawnee leads it. Crazy wild throw thrown up there. Rebound down to Reese Rogers. He hands it off to Peyton Judy. Off a foot. Just getting pressured. Got to be tough with the basketball here. You can lay up if you're tough with it. Here comes Cade Wendell down the floor. He'll take it, and the ball stolen away. Just a little soft with the basketball.
Yeah, right there. Great. Cade would probably been better off just hitting the pull up.
It's going to be a held ball.
And it will stay with Shawnee.
With Shawnee, I agree with you, Jeff. Kate tried to pass the ball, had a little 10-foot pull-up, and the ball got turned over. So 37.7 left in the first half, 20-16. Shawnee leads it. They'll keep it on the held ball. Having trouble getting it in. 4, now it comes into the corner. Back up top it goes. Brady Sweeney, he's the game's leading scorer with 8. So I think Thomas also has eight. Maybe they'll dribble it out and they'll hold it now. 25 seconds left. So with a four-point lead, Jeff, I'd probably take the last shot too.
Yeah, I definitely would. And right now he's got a matchup with a big boy out there. That is a good decision to switch Kyle off the ball.
And we're at 12. Again, Shawnee getting ready to make their move. Sweeney at the top, being guarded by Peyton Judy. Gets in the lane, kicks it out. Long three on the way is no good. Rebound down to Kyle Kanapke. Kanapke being attacked. Ball will be dribbled out, so the half will dribble out. Jeff, Indians got off to a great start, but boy, the second quarter not good to them.
Yeah, Indians got up, I think, what, 12-8, I think, after one, and get scored this second quarter. Wasn't good for us. We need to bounce back and handle the pressure is going to be the biggest thing.
20-16, I'm a Shawnee Junior Varsity halftime score. We'll take a timeout and be back with some stats after this.
Do you have an upcoming special occasion, large group meeting, family gathering, or any type of get-together? If so, and no matter the occasion, call Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery and allow us to fill all your catering needs. We strive to give you excellent food and at an affordable price. Food is the center of when we gather to celebrate. Let Tin Man's help in making those meals ones you will enjoy and let us do the work for you. That's Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery, offering catering services to fit any needs.
Hastings Auto Sales is now under new ownership, but not with a new face. Carl is working on retiring, and Harold and Kim Feely are the new owners. Harold has over 30 years of automotive experience. 20 of those are at Hastings Auto Sales, so the faces will be the same. The same trusted name, the same high-quality used vehicles, the same professional vehicle repairs, just a new owner, so Carl can finally slow down a little after 40-plus years in the auto repair and sales business. Stop by and check out their selection of used vehicles, and if your current vehicle needs some attention or just an oil change, call for an appointment at 375-4617. Hastings Auto Sales. Nothing's changed but the owners. It's still the same great professional service you've trusted for 40 years.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. Christmas is just around the corner, and maybe your extended family gets together earlier. We have many of the traditional fixings on sale throughout the month, but we could save you some time. Order a specialty deli tray, including meat and cheese, fruit and vegetable, or maybe you need a roaster of delicious hot deli chicken. Give us a call at 419-375-2865 to place your order. That's 419-375-2865. While you shop, earn bonus tickets on participating products for our Game of Life. No purchase necessary, and every ticket is a winner, because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Everything is going just great, then.
Or, you're doing a great job, Jenkins, but you're fired.
Some things are unexpected, but one thing we always know, winter is coming. So plan for what you know is coming and get a Reasoner Energy Furnace Safety Checkup. For only $79, you can get a thorough inspection, uncover any problems, and get expert advice from the area's most trusted professionals at Reasoner Energy. Plan for what you can, and good luck with the rest.
Honey, you better sit down for this.
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
And welcome back to Limaland. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio. Halftime of Junior Varsity action tonight, 20-16. Lima Shawnee leads it, and Jeff, Indians got off to a great start, led it by as many as eight in the early going of the second quarter, but Lima Shawnee really picked up the pressure and the physical play hurt Fort Recovery. Now they see themselves in a four-point deficit at halftime.
Yeah, you know, we started out pretty good, and then once Shawnee put on that pressure, we don't have a stat sheet, but I know we had at least four or five unforced turnovers out front here that led to transition baskets, and those are things as a coach you can't let happen, maybe once, but we need to learn from those and take care of the basketball.
Well, let's talk some more about your girls' game today. Indians get a huge win at Riverdale today, their fourth in a row. Grace 10 hits a big basket down the stretch to help you get the W. And, I mean, Grace has been outstanding, even fighting through some sickness, Jeff. I mean, she has had the flu a little bit and has really gutted it out. And she's a young lady that I know you and I have had the same conversation with her. When she's open, she's got to let the ball go. And good for her, maybe big for her confidence. She hit a big one today.
Yeah, it's a great game for Grace, considering she took one shot prior to the fourth quarter, and coming up in there right before the fourth, I said, Grace, you got to look to shoot. She said, shoot the three. I said, I don't care what you shoot. You got to look at the basket. And she's confident hopefully this builds her confidence and gets her going, because she is a good offensive player, great kid, like been under the weather. I know Delphi St. John's game, she played about probably 15 minutes, and probably that's 15 minutes too much. But, you know, I really like the effort and the grit that she showed, and it was huge today, because if she didn't step up, we lose that ball game tonight, I think.
Did you see any pressure from Riverdale today? Did you guys get pressed at all?
Well, we did get pressed the first probably first quarter, maybe half of it, and we were running through it and getting layups, and typically they stay in it, but she knew she was playing a good team, so I think she fell back into a 3-2 zone, played mostly 3-2 zone and a little bit of man-to-man. You know, where they get you is the place they did press us was after missed baskets, which usually catches people off guard, especially in girls basketball, you know, to react and not turn it over. But we did a nice job. We had 21 turnovers, which is way too much for us. But, you know, the good thing is we won the game. Right there's a bunch of them just walked in that waved to me, and I'm still a little mad at Whitney because she went to Olive Garden last night and was supposed to bring me breakfast, breadsticks, and she left them at home today. So,
way to be a team player. But maybe, you know, it'll even be better. You got the win today. You'll probably get them tomorrow. They'll still warm up.
That's still true.
So it'll be, on Monday, I mean. So, but again, big win. Bottom line, how about the rebound battle? Did we win the rebound battle?
I believe rebounding-wise, we did out-rebound them. If you bear with me here for a second, I'll give you that stat. On the rebounds, it was 28-13, so we dominated the glass on them, and we shot 49%, and they shot 38. They shot 60% from three. They have a young lady, Sydney Holderman, that's averaging about 25. Point guard, and she had 16 today.
And again, from what you said too, give the folks at home the free throw numbers. It sounds like that was just a smidge of
a reaction
there up in Findlay. You're going to get that?
You know, I'm not. You know, there's days where you feel like you really got homered, and today actually was one of those. If you're listening at home, this is correct. Riverdale was 12 of 18 from the foul line, and our Indians were 0 for 0. And I know there was a couple times Whitney Will and Kendra got bumped, but hey, you know, the good thing is the girls fought through and won the game, and that's huge. I know after the game, Jossie Kaiser made the comment to me, I'd love to punch one of those refs. And I said, well, Jossie, I understand what you're saying, but the good thing is we won. If we lost, I understand wholeheartedly. I probably wouldn't right there with her.
Well, and again, if you've seen our team play, and Jeff, you've seen them all, and you see practice every day, we're not a jump-shooting team, and we're not a soft team. We're a team that gets to the rack and takes it hard to the hole and throws the ball inside to the post and has good post players. So you would expect that free throw numbers to be maybe not quite that much the other way, but generally it was even or a little bit better, and all year long it's been that way where we've shot more free throws than our opponents.
Yeah, going into the year, I know Coach Patch and us have commented, you know, we're shooting a lot more free throws, and we are not a jump shooting team. That's one of our weakness, probably shooting the three, but you know, for us, Grace made two huge ones in the fourth, and we pounded inside, and Kendra and Witt were getting bumped all day long, and you know, we told them, you're not gonna get the calls, that's obvious, but you still gotta fight through, and tough teams with mental toughness are the ones that are going to win, and our girls really showed a lot of mental toughness today, and that was a great thing to see.
Again, most importantly, Indians come away with a victory, so congratulations to Coach Patch and to all the ladies. As Jeff said, a lot of them just walked in here. They're going to support the boys here tonight in Lima Land, and again, you got about 2 minutes left in the first half of a half, which our Fort Recovery Indians led the majority of the first quarter and a half, but lost the lead, and now they are down 20-16 at halftime. We'll take a timeout and be back with second half action from Lima Land right after this.
Hi, this is Faith Hall for Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. You know how teenagers can get annoyed by their parents? Well, my dad is driving me nuts. One, he always thinks he's funny and he's not. And two, he can't stop talking about huge discounts on new Case IH equipment from now to the end of the year. He goes on and on about the biggest discounts ever now being offered on new Magnum tractors and all other new Case IH equipment. So to all the area farmers, please help me out. Come talk to the sales guys at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. Maybe then my dad will quit being so annoying.
call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
Tom here. Happy holidays from all of us at Forget Me Not Floors. Stop in and check out our large selection of gifts. For the hunters in your family to the chef, we have gifts for them all. We have beautiful, fresh Christmas arrangements, candles, poinsettias, silks, and much more. Let us help you make this the merriest Christmas ever. Forget Me Not Floors, downtown Fort Recovery, open 7 days a week. As always, free gift wrapping.
Welcome back to Lima Shawnee. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio. Fort Recovery Junior Varsity action tonight. Indians trail at 20-16 after two quarters. And again, Indians got off that great lead, Jeff, and they got up by eight and seemed to be getting whatever they wanted. But then the heat turned up by Lima Shawnee, and Indians found some struggles.
Yeah, you know, the key to this second half is how we're going to handle the pressure when they get after us. And, you know, I think if we handle the pressure and limit their transition buckets, we should be able to pull this thing off tonight.
Coach Overton will go back with his starting line.
2-3 zone now.
There you go. Cade Wendell, Travis Sutter, Peyton Judy, Ryan Braun, and Reese Rogers, as Jeff said, facing a 2-3 zone for the first time. Shawnee all zone, or all man-to-man in the first half, all skipped over to Travis Sutter. He'll let the three go. Nothing but just a little too much iron. Short on that. Ball comes down to Shawnee, and they throw it out the door. So, again, trying to get out early in transition, Jeff. And that was good to him at the end of the second quarter.
Yeah, it was. I'm not sure why Shawnee went to, they're coming back with full court pressure now.
Diet Coke, Diet Sprite, or how about water? Thank you, Mr. Spencer. Indians break the press here. Travis Sutter on the left-hand dribble. He'll get tapped out on top, and he'll get to Peyton Judy, and Judy needs to attack there. Again, very good offensive player is the freshman. Inside it goes to Ryan Braun. Turn around, 10-footer up and good.
Nice play there. Great move by Braun. He got it in the low post. Nice turnaround jumper from about 5 feet. Great shot. 6 points for Ryan Braun.
Braun, the leading scorer for Fort Recovery, and he cuts the lead in half. It's 20-18. Shawnee leads it with 6 minutes left in the third quarter. And Indians playing man-to-man. They're getting after pressure-wise. Ball dribbled in. Shot up and good by Shawnee. Sheridan O'Neal and just beat Rogers off the dribble.
Yeah, Reese didn't make a real great attempt. That's a hand check. On 21 there.
Yeah, I'm going to get Brady Sweeney. And Sweeney, physical player, Jeff, and he is he's only a sophomore, 6'1", but physically he's been pretty dominant in the first half.
Yeah, he definitely got some strength to him, and used his hands a little bit too much there.
22-18, Shawnee leads it. Their biggest lead's been four, and that's what it is right now. Skipped over to Reese Rogers. He's a good three-shooter. Lets it go off the glass. No good. Again, Rogers made banked a three in the first half.
Here's
Shawnee. Shawnee will set up in the offense. Indians staying in the man-to-man defense. And now they're going to call that foul, Jeff. I mean, all the hand contact has been going on the other end, and they call a touch foul on Peyton Judy.
Yeah, that was kind of a cheap one because they're hand-checking all over the place, and that wasn't much of a hand check that they called there. And unfortunately, it's a first foul on Peyton Judy.
And now they're going to call Judy with a foul, but Jared Thomas, he's got a little fired up, and coach is going to have a conversation with him. He'll sit down, so not sure what that's about, but bottom line is the foul's on Fort Recovery. They're first of the half. Judy picks up his first foul. Ball comes out, long three, taken from the top and rattled out, no good. A rebound to Sweetie, blocked by Braun, and now he gets a shove on the rebound. So nice play there. That ball was from the volleyball line, Jeff.
Yeah, that was a great play by Brawny. Dumb shot by Shawnee, but Brawny blocks the shot, went and retreated and got fouled. So very good defensive play by Ryan.
Man, Ryan, again, he is a state champion. He played defensive end and tight end for Brent Niekamp's Indians, and he's definitely a guy who's physically improved from a year ago.
Yeah, I know their typical years, Bronny would probably be playing on the varsity team, but we're loaded with some athletes now, and he doesn't have to.
All turned over by Reese Rogers, so here comes Shawnee. He got a chance to build a long three again, taken in.
Oh, whoa!
And it gets caught in the crack. So, I mean, that's the old shooter's nightmare there, Jeff. I mean, you were a good shooter back in the day. I guarantee you never did that in the game.
No way. Thanks. Never. And I know these composite balls stick a little bit more, but no way I've ever done that.
Everybody getting a laugh because the ball got stuck between the rim and the backboard, so that'll be a held ball. It'll be like a jump ball. We'll go to Shawnee.
Trevor Vaughn will be in for replacing Reese Rogers.
Vaughn played in the first half, and so Indians will play man-to-man under their own basket as Shawnee will get it on the jump ball situation. Into the corner, back out top, and they'll reset it. Travis Sutter with the pressure defense. Swinging around to Sweeney. Hands it back off from the top to Nate Reynolds. Reynolds goes right wing to Sheridan O'Neal, and now they'll bring it back up to the top. Grant Wheeler, he'll reset it. Wheeler's the guy who just took the three that got caught in the crack. It's to Sheridan O'Neal. He's a dribble drive guy. Pulls up.
Step back.
No good. A good box out there by Braun. And the ball saved in. Here comes Ryan. He looks down the floor to Travis Sutter. Ball tipped away at the last minute. Good look there, but the ball just tipped away at the last minute.
Yeah, not bad luck for Bronny. Maybe just a little late on it, but right idea. Indians maintain possession.
So Indians will keep it under their own basket. Cade Wendell will bring it in for Tony Overton's junior varsity Indians, who trail it right now 22-18. Set play comes in to Hayden Judy, top of the key. Thinks about the three. Now he'll let it go. And it's long, no good. Rebound down.
Good hustle by Cade Wendell.
Can he save it in?
Nice job.
Yes, he does. Saves it in, comes back up.
Got to have numbers. Take it, Petey.
Hayden gets all the way in, spins it up, and he'll go back to the free throw line, Jeff, where he went 3-for-4 in the first half.
Yeah, great decision by Peyton there to get to the rack. We had the numbers with the scramble there, and nice job. Well, they're calling this on the floor. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Are they? No, they're shooting it. All right.
I was thinking.
I thought they're going to take it out there.
Judy gets to the rack, and he'll go back to the free throw line where he was 3-of-4 in the first half. And I like the hustle there by Cade Wendell. He went after that long rebound, Jeff, and saved the ball back in, got the Indians another possession.
Yeah, that definitely things Cade brings to the table. He usually makes those hustle plays and kept it alive. And, you know, Peyton's been pretty good for his first game here as a high schooler, and looks like he can get to the rack anytime he wants.
Judy makes his first free throw, second on the way, and long, no good. Rebound down to Thomas for Shawnee, and here he comes in transition. Basket, lays it up and missed it, and he'll reach in from behind. He might pick up a foul here, not very, a little frustration, and now thrown away by Peyton Judy.
Come on, Petey, you got to.
And the ball's going to be put up, and no good. Tipped away by Vaughn. Here comes full recovery, so Indians catch a break.
A little ratty possession here, another turnover. Just trying to do a little too much right now, it's Peyton.
Yeah, Indians have turned it over three straight possessions. Wow. Here comes Shawnee with another rebound. Sweeney will get in the lane. He'll throw it up, and no good. Rebound down to Ryan Braun. So he'll hand it off, and he hands it right to Shawnee.
Wow.
It's on the deck, and it's going to be a foul on the ground. It's going to be on Cade Wendell. And boy, just a little sloppy on the play right now, Jeff.
Wow, last minute or so kind of looks like a rugby match, actually. Scrums everywhere.
Back and forth we go, and guys on the floor, and they're going to call Cade Wendell. And they're going to put Sweeney at the free throw line?
How's that a shooting foul?
Cade was reaching on the ground, so I don't know about that.
Wow, I don't know about that either. That should have been on the floor.
And it was. I think they're going to take it out of bounds, which is the right call. We thought they were wrong, and they got them both right. So Ryan Braun will sit down. Peyton Judy will sit down. Ethan Shane comes in. Evan Post comes in.
So yeah.
Shawnee will bring it in. Go ahead.
Need to clean up play here. You know, it's got really ratty here this last minute and a half. So
ball comes in bounds to T.C. Smith. He'll throw it back up on top to Grant Wheeler. Back over to Smith on the right wing.
They're going
to
be a foul on Trevor Vaughn, I believe.
They're going to get Vaughn his first foul of the game in the post, trying to play post defense on Mike Bryan, and that is team foul number three. So Shawnee's Indians will bring it in under their own basket, still facing man-to-man pressure. Ball comes way back almost to half court to Mike Bryan. He'll reset the offense. Hands it off to Sweeney. Sweeney, he's waving for T.C. Smith and says, come on over here and let's set the offense up. Being guarded by Cade Wendell. Smith out top, under five count. Catches the ball screen at the top by Brian. Back up top to Brian. He gets in the lane. Long two on the way and good. So two-point basket. Two-point basket by T.C. Smith and leads the biggest of the night at five for Shawnee. Wendell in the lane.
Under control. Step.
Cade up and off the glass and in. Boy, not really under control, but Wendell knocks the shot in and cuts the lead back to three.
Yeah, Cade did a nice job at first. I thought he was going to force it, and then he stepped through and converted on that one.
So Wendell knocks it off the glass. He's got, I think he's got 4 points. They only got him for two. He made a couple free throws. Sweeney up inside and lays it up. No good. Missed the layup. Rebound down to Trevor Vaughn. Here comes Evan Post down the left wing. Picks up his dribble. Throws it back out to Wendell. Wendell reset the offense. Again, if Indians could just take the care of the basketball. Long three on the way from Post. No good. Rebound down to Ethan Shane. Good job there by the left-hander. He's in trouble in the corner. Almost getting fouled. Can he get it back out to? He does. Back up to Cade Wendell. Wendell will take the three. It's right then from the top of the key. And Jeff Vaughn said banking hours in Lima were open in the first half. They're still open.
Wow, they still extended it for an extra hour for Cade on that one. So we got a tie ball game here, 24-all for the Indians.
Yeah, Wendell's got a smile on his face, and he's got 7 points. And so here comes Lima Shawnee. They'll take a long three. No good. Rebound down to Evan Post had it. Loose on the deck. Sweeney picks it up, lays it up. No good. Rebound down to held ball.
Whoa.
Well, four's a nut.
He is wild.
I mean, that's and he's laughing about it. That's Jared Thomas. And Thomas already sat down once with his coach getting in his ear a little bit. And held ball will go back to Fort Recovery.
Tell you that, right now, luckily for us, they can't make a layup because they probably missed four or five of them this quarter.
I was going to say at least that many. So right now the score is tied. 1:52 left in the third quarter. Fort Recovery tied this thing back up at 24.
2-3 zone by Shawnee now.
Clint Metzger, and Indians just need to be tough and strong and handle the basketball. Shawnee reaching and hacking all over the place. Ethan Shane, dribble drive, gets to 10 feet, no good, and he's going to be called for a travel. Boy, Coach Joe Brun's not happy with that call on the bench. We were kind of blocked out and looked like he got fouled.
Looks like he might have got pushed from behind from my angle here, but I'm not sure. Anyway, it is a travel. We got a tie ball game, 1:34 left, 24 all.
Indians have clawed back to tie this thing up. And again, as Jeff said, Shawnee's missed a handful of layups here in the third quarter that have kept the Indians in this game. 1:25 left. T.C. Smith to the basket. He throws it back outside. Thought about the long three. Long three up by Nate Reynolds and good. So Reynolds hits the three. He's the youngster that took one from the volleyball line. That time he thought about the volleyball line, got himself a step closer and knocked it in. Shawnee's Indians up by three over your Fort Recovery. Swung around to Evan Post, inside to Trevor Vaughn, inside, outside. Post gets himself closer, under control. Vaughn, 10-footer up, no good. Good shot there, though, and they're going to call in for recovery on the foul on the rebound. Pretty good play, though, Jeff. A little dribble drive. Vaughn got a good shot.
Yeah, nice look. That's one Trevor's got him knocked down. He kind of threw it, but, you know, it was a nice little read by both of them there.
So Indians of Shawnee will come this direction, right to left on your radio dial, in their white home uniforms, trimmed in red, with a three-point lead. Inside a minute left here in the third quarter. T.C. Smith out on top, and he's out of control, throws it, and he loses the ball. Go back over to full recovery. Not really sure what he's doing there, Jeff.
Nah, T.C.'s really athletic and quick, but not real smart at certain times.
And then get
host the subs here.
Yep, Reese Rogers back in. Ethan Shane will sit down. Travis Sutter back in. And Cade Wendell will get his first break of the third quarter. 27-24. Shawnee leads it. 45 seconds left in the third quarter. Travis Sutter with hard man-to-man pressure. And they're still playing in the zone. Just a lot of man principles out there getting after the ball. Glenn Metzger on the left wing. Back up top to Reese Rogers. Rogers. Over to Post gets 10 feet back to Reese Rogers. Inside Vaughn. Shot up, he fouled. So again, good possession there by Fort Recovery. Very patient. Long hit for throws.
Yeah, they put patient there. They broke him down a little bit. And hopefully here Trevor can knock down a couple free throws and make it a one-point ball game.
Sheridan O'Neal picks up the foul for Shawnee. His first, team foul number four. Trevor Vaughn will go to the free throw line. He'll have two free throws. First one up and good.
That looked pretty good, actually. I wish he'd shoot his jump shot the same way.
Yeah, hey, I mean, you can only do so much taking after your mom. I mean, you know, so Shelly Vaughn, the star of the Vaughn family. Second shot up by Vaughn is also good. So nice job by the 6'4 sophomore.
Yeah, it's a 2-1 ball game here. 20 seconds left. 27-26, Shawnee.
See if Shawnee will take the last one. T.C. Smith out around the half court, waiting on a ball screen. 10 seconds left. 27-26 is Jeff.
Got a hedge here.
Here comes Smith, and all ball loose.
Nice.
Deck and taken away. Fort Recovery's got four, three, to be a reach-in foul on Smith. So, again, good job there defensively by the Indians.
Yeah, the Indians did a better job of moving and running and getting in front of the ball there. They did a good job talking. We got 1.9 left here.
Reese Rogers will bring it in front of the Shawnee bench. Throw it. There you go. He got it up.
Ah.
Ball tipped out of bounds. It'll stay. Oh, boy, I don't know. I thought Shawnee tipped out of bounds.
Man, that was a good decision by Reese, at least to throw it and get it in play and not take a five-second call in their front court there. So,
speaking of Shelly Vaughn walking in the door as we speak.
About time. She missed the whole game. But
yeah, I wonder if she got to see her son make his two free throws. That's the question. We'll have to ask her.
I doubt it. She's been to Chuck E. Cheese all afternoon with her nephew.
Hey, I love me some Chuck E. Cheese. You cannot go wrong there. A little skee ball action. 27-26 after 21 minutes. 7 minutes left to decide it. We'll take a timeout and be back after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Need some glass cut, keys made, paint custom matched, or your favorite item professionally framed? Of course, you know the place to go. It's the helpful folks at Wangler Ace Hardware, where hardware is only the beginning. We have knowledgeable people who understand that you're trying to get something done. We make it easy to get in, get out, and get back to work. Wangler Hardware in Fort Recovery offers service, selection, and tradition since 1916.
And welcome back to Fort Recovery Radio. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, and we get joined here by the Lady Indian basketball team right behind us, Coach Vaughn, and it's good to see these ladies, and a big win for them today.
Yeah, they definitely look like they're happy, and they should be, so that's a good thing. Turnover there by Cade Wendell, just a little bit too much of a hurry.
And the ball goes right through the hands of Reese Rogers, so the Indians had the chance to get the lead, and they give it away. 27-26, Shawnee leads it. Here at fourth quarter action, Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio. Ball goes inside. Now comes back outside to Henry. He'll let the three go. No good. And no box out on the weak side. And rebound comes down to Sweeney.
Reese Rogers just got to react a little bit quicker than he is right now. That time he should have had a rebound, just didn't react.
And you got to put a body on somebody. Looking inside, they're trying to get it inside Nick May.
Double dribble.
And he dribbled out of bounds. So big Kyle Knapp, you just said, I'll play behind you. And Nick May dribbled it out of bounds.
Yeah, big hoss there on the baseline. He couldn't get around him, so...
So
nice job by Kyle.
Yep, Indians now with a chance to take the lead again. In the backcourt, having a little bit of trouble. Now get it across to Travis Sutter. Sutter gets it over to Ryan Braun. Wow, he'll let the three go. That was a little quick, Jeff.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a rush shot by Ryan, but probably could get that one off about three or five passes. So
long rebound goes out of bounds, so it'll go back over to Shawnee. So Indians take the early three, and Braun misses it. 27-26, Shawnee leads it. 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Ball goes inside this time. Shot up and good. And that was Nick May.
Number 22, Nick May. Just kind of turned, threw it up, and got it over Kyle's hands.
Indians face the pressure. Wendell down the court, pulls up, 10-footer, no good. Rebound down to Kyle Kanapke, tips it to Reese Rogers. Rogers just gets the ball taken away from him. And again, there's physical strength. Brady Sweeney just took it away from him, Jeff.
Yeah, right there. Reese just kind of let him take it out. He raised it up. Coach Overton got to take a 30-second timeout here.
29-26, Shawnee leads it. 5:43 left in the junior varsity tonight. We'll be back right after this.
visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossburgAcres.com.
And welcome back to Lima Land. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff on Fort Recovery Radio. Special guest with us, Whitney Will. Whitney, congratulations. Big win today.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Come on. You got to. If you're going to put that headset on, now you got to be ready to talk. Coach Vaughn told me that the most important thing you did was you forgot his Olive Garden breadsticks. What's up with that?
When I was on my way to practice, I was so hyped for our game. I was so hyped for our game, I just forgot the breadsticks.
See, there you go, Coach Vaughn. So it's actually not her fault. She was so excited about the game.
Yeah, I'll give her a pass on this one.
And again, Shawnee plays volleyball, and they just keep throwing it over the rim. Cannot make a layup right now. And Whitney, it seems like you guys must have played well today, because that's a good Riverdale ball club.
Yeah, we did. We definitely played as a team, and when we were down, like, we did bad. We came back, and we just kicked their butt.
Yeah, Coach Vaughn told me he had to take you out one time and get after you a little bit. What happened there?
I was being very strong with the ball, but he just gave me a little pep talk, and I just came back at it.
Sounds like it must have worked out. So big win. Indians again now playing defense. They trail 29-26 to the Shawnee Indians. 5 minutes left. They're going to get a foul inside. They're trying to go inside to, I think it was Brady Smith, or actually Brady Sweeney. They're going to get Reese Rogers on the foul. Rogers first.
Yeah, that's Reese's first. We got sub. Trevor Vaughn's going to be in for big Kyle Kanapke, and Peyton Judy checking in for Reese Rogers.
So five on the floor for four recovery are Ryan Braun, Travis Sutter, Cade Wendell, Trevor Vaughn, and Peyton Judy. Ball comes in, and ball bad call there. Again, no contact there, and I think Sweeney knew it, Jeff. I mean, he's clapping his hands.
Yeah, that was kind of a phantom foul right there that goes on Ryan Braun, his first foul of the night. Sending him back to the line. It's going to be Ray Manley, 5'10 junior.
And Brady Sweeney, I think we got numbers all screwed up. They were all over the place. 21, Brady Sweeney. And Sweeney has 8 points. He's a league scorer for Shawnee. He makes his first, so he's got nine. 4:55 left in the fourth quarter. He's bumped the lead back up to four for the Shawnee Indians. They have one more free throw shot up and good as well. The first guy to double digits is Sweeney. He for Shawnee. Cade Wendell caught in the corner. Still has to dribble.
What's him
through? Just dribble. Pressure still bothering the Indians. Peyton Judy steps through and got to be tough with the basketball. He's not. Picked up by Travis Sutter. Sutter just gets shoved out of bounds, and they're going to call the foul. And so, mercy. Indians still got to be tough with the ball.
Yeah, right now you got to sit down, triple threat position, stay low and not stand up. And right now we're just kind of freaking out with the ball a little bit.
Team foul number six on Shawnee. So both teams will shoot free throws the rest of the way. 5-point lead for the Shawnee Indians. Ryan Braun will bring it in under his own basket. Cade Wendell, right of the key. Nice inside-out dribble. Hand Trevor Lamb.
Nice.
Well done there.
Well done by Cade. Put Trevor in a good position to get an easy bucket.
Whitney, you guys got four wins in a row. How important is that, again, to get on a good streak here? Again, you played a good Wapakoneta team the first game of the season and lost a tough game, but you've won four straight since then.
Yeah, we just had to come back. We didn't like our loss, and we knew we should have won that, so we definitely picked up our pace.
Two big MAC wins, beating up on a good Marion team and at Delphus last week. Got to feel good about those that 2-0 start.
Yeah, definitely did.
Indians gets a steal. Peyton Judy down the floor. Again, Indians with a chance to tie it if they can get a three. Judy dribbles all the way in and scores it. Nice play there, Jeff.
Yeah, nice play by Petey. He slowed down a little bit, stop and go, got to the rack, makes it a one-point ball game here.
And that's the Peyton Judy you've come to expect. A guy can put the ball in the hole. 30 seconds. Actually going to make a full timeout by Shawnee. 31-30, Shawnee leads it. We'll take a timeout and be back after this.
Great.
Great health doesn't happen by chance. Having great health is a choice. Amy Wendell here from Amy Wendell Family Health in downtown Fort Recovery. Choosing healthy behaviors can sometimes seem confusing, complicated, and just plain frustrating. Let our office help you figure out what you need to do to maximize your health. Come see us today. We offer extended evening hours throughout the week, weekend appointments, and a full-service lab with better than health fair prices. Call us today at 375-5550 to schedule an appointment to let us help you make the right choices for your health.
And welcome back to Fort Recovery Radio. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn. How's that headset treating you?
A little bit better.
There you go. Okay, we got to keep this guy going. Thanks to Whitney Will for joining us. And Whitney has had a really nice beginning of her junior year, getting her Lady Indians off to a 4-1 record. Right here, Indians trail by 1 point, Jeff. And again, it seems like every time they've done a good enough job of taking care of the basketball, they've gotten whatever they've wanted.
Yeah, I agree. The Indians, when they actually execute and take their time and be on balance, we've had good things happen. Big stretch here with 3:50 to go in the game.
Indians looking for a defensive stop. If they can get that, they can get the lead back. Trail by one. Out on top is Shawnee coming out of the timeout. Down the wing goes, shot up and in by Grant Wheeler. So, again, nice dribble drive there. Indians get beat off the dribble. Here comes Judy.
Hate has got raped.
No call here. Boy, mercy sakes, these guys are letting them play.
Yeah, but Peyton definitely has got to be stronger, even though he was getting ripped on by every appendage he had, but he's got to be stronger.
The ball goes out of bounds. It'll go back over to the Lima Shawnee Indians. Having trouble getting it in. Now comes in to Brady Sweeney. Sweeney, the league scorer in the game with 10 points. League scorer for Fort Recovery is Cade Wendell with 7. 3-point deficit for the Indians. 3 minutes and 10 seconds left in the fourth quarter. High post it goes. Swung over to Sweeney. Back up top to O'Neal. They'll drive on Vaughn. Takes up 10.
Short.
Good defense there. All saved in, and he's out of bounds. So pretty good defense that trip.
Yeah, not bad. Indians did a good job. Kept the ball in front of them and used their long length. And here we just need to take care of the basketball and convert here, Jeff.
Ball will come into Cade Wendell, and Cade goes to Travis Sutter. They break the press easily this time. Sutter gets it across, and now he'll set up the offense with Cade Wendell. Wendell thinks about the three, goes to Peyton Judy. Judy dribble drive back up to Wendell. Move the basketball. Wide open Travis Sutter. Three on the way. No good. And the ball tipped out of bounds.
Going to be a foul on Ryan Braun, his second.
And they're going to walk to the other end, and we're going to shoot free throws. So this is going to be a free throw shooting contest for the last 2 minutes and 42 seconds. Team foul number 7. Second foul on Braun. So we'll walk to the other end, and then it will be, looks like Grant Wheeler is going to shoot free throws.
Got Reese Rogers coming in a game for Peyton Judy.
So 5 on the floor for full recovery. Ryan Braun, Trevor Vaughn, Cade Wendell, Reese Rogers, and Travis Sutter. Grant Wheeler will have 1-1. Wheeler has 2 points on the night. Lead is 3. Shot up and no good.
Long rebound.
Nah. Run down by Wheeler. Goes out to Sweeney. Thinks about the 3. Now he'll reset the offense. So get him.
All right.
Almost a travel there, but picked up on the deck by Grant Wheeler. Got a double team here trapped in the
Collins. Timeout by Shawnee.
Timeout by Shawnee. So good job there by the coaching staff of Lima Shawnee. They get the timeout. 3-point lead for the Indians of Shawnee. We'll be back. 2:28 left from Lima Land.
Tinmans in downtown Fort Recovery will once again be raffling off a Harley Davidson with proceeds being donated. This time around, it will be a Harley Davidson Heritage Classic, with all proceeds being donated to the Heart of Hospice for the surrounding areas, Mercer, Dark, and Jay County Hospice. Tickets are $10 a piece, limit to 900 tickets. Stop in at Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery for a chance at a Harley Davidson with proceeds donated to our local Heart of Hospice.
Hastings Auto Sales is now under new ownership, but not with a new face. Carl is working on retiring, and Harold and Kim Feely are the new owners. Harold has over 30 years of automotive experience. 20 of those are at Hastings Auto Sales, so the faces will be the same. The same trusted name, the same high-quality used vehicles, the same professional vehicle repairs, just a new owner, so Carl can finally slow down a little after 40-plus years in the auto repair and sales business. Stop by and check out their selection of used vehicles, and if your current vehicle needs some attention or just an oil change, call for an appointment at 375-4617. Hastings Auto Sales. Nothing's changed but the owners. It's still the same great professional service you've trusted for 40 years.
And welcome back, Jeff. I'm Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio. And Lima Shawnee has the ball and a three-point lead, 2:20 left. And they'll move it out. Maybe they'll try to spread it out, and we'll see. Because Indians need to make a decision if they want to foul. Still 2 minutes left, plenty of time, and Shawnee's turned it over a handful of times, but three-point lead for the Shawnee Indians. Moving around the top, Wheeler up top, goes back up top to Nate Reynolds. He'll go down to Sheridan O'Neill, almost turned it over, kicks it over to Sweeney. He's a dribble drive. Back up top to Reynolds, guarded by Cade Wendell. He's getting after it. They're running double teams over Sweeney.
I'm not sure the Shawnee team's got enough discipline to hold it for that long. I'll be shot.
Pass over there, out of a double team, back out to Sweeney. Right now, they've held it for about 30 seconds. We'll see it. Inside it goes to Wheeler.
Hey.
Well, Cade almost had a steal there. Wheeler turned his head. He goes all the way in. So, great possession for Shawnee Indians, Jeff.
Yeah, that was. And now a dumb foul going to send Cade Wendell the line with the clock stop. Definitely a good possession for Shawnee. Broke him down on the dribble, and we didn't do a very good job stepping in and contesting that.
35-30 is the score. As Jeff said, Cade Wendell will walk down to our right, and he will shoot free throws. He'll have one and one after the timeout. Tony Overton calls the timeout. We'll take one with him. 35-30, Shawnee leads it.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
And welcome back to Lima Shawnee. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio. Indians trail at 35-30, and Cade Wendell needs these free throws, Jeff, with the clock stop.
Yeah, these are two big free throws here for Cade. Knock him down, make it a three-point ball game, and set up your press and try to get a turnover.
And most likely, Indians are going to have to foul. Shawnee ran almost a minute off the clock that time. Shot up and no good, so with the jinx on Wendell, can't make the free throw. And here comes Shawnee. Indians need to think about fouling. They're trailing by five. Ball swung over.
Right there, I'd commit a foul.
Now it goes back up to Sweeney. Swung over to Reynolds. Indians run around. You got to stay with your own man. They just pass around. And they're going to foul Sweeney at the top. I agree with you, Jeff. I think we would have fouled O'Neill over early in that possession.
Yeah, I think that first time O'Neill touched, I would have fouled him there. Freshman put him at the line.
But here comes Lima Shawnee. This will be Brady Sweeney. That's 14 foul. I guess that's number five on Ryan
Brown. Wow. Before up there, didn't have anything on. A scoreboard keeper must not have been on top of things.
And so Braun fouls out. He fouls out with 6 points. He'll be replaced by Peyton Judy. Judy comes in. He's got 5 points. And Brady Sweeney will shoot one and one, trying to add to a five-point lead. Sweeney's the game's leading scorer with 10 points. Shot up and good. Lead is six, two full possessions. 1:10 left in the fourth quarter. We'll have varsity action after this one. Coach Chris Guggenbiller's club opens the season tonight. Second shot up and good as well. Sweeney's got 12. He's the game's league scorer, and the lead is seven. Indians got to go in a hurry. Cade Wendell all the way down. He goes up, lays up the left hand. It's blocked.
Nice block by 12.
Ball controlled by Shawnee, and so it's like unless a miracle happens, Shawnee is going to win this.
Nice job by Petey. Yeah, he got fouled.
Fouled. So great play there by the freshman. Jeff showed his athleticism.
Yeah, Petey did a nice job deflecting the ball, picking it up himself, getting fouled, and knocked down these free throws here, boys.
Judy will go to the free throw line where he's 3-for-4, 4-for-5.
I believe he's 3-for-4 on the night.
3-for-4 on the night. He'll have one and one. He's got it to this lead with 54 seconds left. Shot up by the freshman is no good off to the left. Rebound down to O'Neal, so he is not helping himself. Hustle by Cade Wendell. He runs from behind.
He's going to get fouled again, I tell you.
That great hustle by Wendell, and that's what he brings to the table, Jeff. Really nice athlete who gets after him. He made a long run to get that steal.
Yeah, he did. You know, Cade makes a lot of hustle plays. You know, now knocked down this free throw. We had some opportunities here. Missed three free throws, I believe, or two. Front end of 1-1.
Yep, so Wendell will have another 1-1. Chance to cut into the lead with the clock stop. And now Shawnee will call a timeout. So we'll take one with him. Indians trail by 7. 47.4 left. 30.
Tom here. Happy holidays from all of us at Forget Me Not Floyd. Stop in and check out our large selection of gifts. For the hunters in your family to the chef, we have gifts for them all. We have beautiful, fresh Christmas arrangements, candles, poinsettias, soap, and much more. Let us help you make this the merriest Christmas ever. Forget Me Not Floyd, downtown Fort Recovery, open 7 days a week. As always, free gift wrapping.
Back to Limeland, Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio, Junior Varsity Action. And Indians led it early, but they haven't led for a long time. They got it tied here in the second half, but that's as close as they got. 37-30 is the score. And Cade Wendell at the free throw line, he makes the first of the 1-1. Oh, you changed.
Yeah, I changed. Sorry.
There you go.
Seeing if I can hear better of that one.
All right, so Cade Wendell makes his second free throw as well. So Indians cut the lead to 5, and they'll press. Shawnee having trouble getting it in. It goes into Wheeler, and they're going to call the foul on Cade Wendell from behind with the reach. So,
and that's going to be Cade's third foul there in the game.
So Wendell picks up his third. That'll be team foul number 9, Jeff. So all free throws from the rest of the way will be 2 shots, but this one will be 1-1. Grant Wheeler will go to the free throw line where he just made a pair a minute ago. 37-32. Fort Recovery trails it. 44.4 left. Wheeler shot up and good, under the net.
That looked pretty good there, that stroke.
And he's had a nice ball game, Jeff. A couple dribble drive baskets, a big one about 3 possessions ago, and made that lead back to 7, and it's 6 right now.
Yeah, he made a nice move right down the middle of the paint, and we didn't contest.
Second
the shot.
No good. Rebound down to Reese Rodman. Here comes Cade Wendell on the drive. Got to go. Got Travis Sutter down the floor. Sutter, he'll step back, take the 3. It's up.
God. Timeout.
Timeout, Tony Overton.
So that's going to be the Indians' last timeout, I believe, of the ball game.
They get the full timeout, so we'll take a quick one with them. 38-35.
You need some glass cut, keys made, paint custom matched, or your favorite item professionally framed? Of course, you know the place to go. It's the helpful folks at Wangler Ace Hardware, where hardware is only the beginning. We have knowledgeable people who understand that you're trying to get something done. We make it easy to get in, get out, and get back to work. Wangler Hardware in Fort Recovery offers service, selection, and tradition since 1916.
And welcome back to Limeland. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio. And again, right now, Jeff, Indians in a hole. They've gotten themselves in, but now they're trying to find their way out.
Yeah, they've been scrapping and clawing here. And a 3-point ball game, you know, as a coach, at least you're in position if you get a stop here or get a quick foul and a miss and still an opportunity to win this ball game or tie it up.
Big 3 by Travis Sutter. He just hit it just a second ago and cut that lead from 6-3. And again, Shawnee will have the ball under their own basket with 33.5. left, and as Jeff said before the break, I think Tony Overton used his last timeout on that last possession. So Indians' only way they'll be able to stop it is balls out
Watch
of bounds
long
and fouls.
Here, gentlemen,
and they're looking long. They run the baseline. Sweeney, he gets it inbounds to Wheeler,
foul.
And now down the floor they
foul
count O'Neal.
Right,
that's a good foul call out on the perimeter. And Indians catch a break there. O'Neal go to the free throw line. He'll have 2 shots though, Jeff.
Yeah, that was a real good foul by Cade. Didn't let him get to the rack and didn't let him get that off. So need a miss right here, Jeff.
Sheridan O'Neal, good-looking freshman, Jeff, at 6'3". He'll go to the free throw line, and O'Neal has 4 points on the game tonight. He'll have two shots, though, so a little bit more insurance up there. First one up and good.
Still got a chance here. I mean, 29 seconds, get a quick bucket, get a foul, and just extend this game and see what happens.
There we go. Indians trying to decide where they want to be on the free throw line. Get a good box out here. Most importantly, you miss this free throw, you got to have the rebound. O'Neal's second free throw up, no good. Rebound down to Cade Wendell. Here comes Wendell on the fly with a left-hand dribble. 25 seconds left. Goes all the way to the rack. Up, and he got fouled. No call. Gets his own rebound. Shot fakes out. It'll stay with Fort Recovery. And boy, Cade went hard there. Jeff, how do you not make a call there?
Yeah, it sure looked like Cade got bumped. Officials right in front of him and didn't make the call. We got 19.4, down four.
They left 39-34 inside into Peyton Judy. Trevor Vaughn let the three go from the right wing. Boy, it looked good. It hit off the back iron, run down by Shawnee. It'll be a foul called on Cade Wendell. And got what you wanted, Jeff, a wide open three.
Yeah, Trevor got a great look. Unfortunately, it didn't go down. But like you said, we got a look that we wanted.
That'll be the fourth foul on Cade Wendell. Now they called on Reese Rogers, so that'll be Reese's second foul. So we'll walk back to the other end where O'Neal will be back at the free throw line again. He just split a pair. 39-35, Fort Recovery trails it with 12.9 seconds left, and Indians really needed that last basket because that would have made it a barn burner.
Yeah, that would have really made it interesting there. He knocked down that three and make a one-point ball game.
So O'Neal will have two shots. First one up. And no good off the back iron.
Still got a chance, slim chance here.
Yeah, the difference is you got no timeouts left, Jeff.
Yeah, we got to go quick.
That's the problem because you can't stop it. Inside five, it'll just roll around. They'll let the clock run out. Shot up and good by O'Neal. 40-35. Here comes Cade Wendell on the fly. Right-hand drill. He'll step back, three on the way. It is no good. Long tip back by Travis Sutter. Wendell will get another three. Shot up and no good. Tipped up by Sutter again, and the horn will sound, and that's the ball game. 40-35, pretty good ball game, though, Jeff.
Yeah, not bad, considering these boys had 3 days of practice. You know, Coach O's got to look at the positive. Yeah, you lost, but not a bad ball game.
Indians lose it 40-35. We'll have varsity action in just a little bit. We'll have a pregame show sponsored by Wayne IGA. We'll take a timeout, and we'll be back after this.